High fuel prices aren't just affecting the big city driver. In Southeast Alaska, fishermen are looking at fuel-saving measures to cut costs, or they risk staying tied to the dock. KCAW's Bonnie Sue Hitchcock reports on how some Sitka fishermen are coping and how a new loan program endorsed by the governor is slated to help.
It's not easy to get an honest answer from a fisherman when you ask how it's going out on the water.
My dad says never say anything better than, oh, slow. You know, it's pretty slow, but it actually has been pretty slow this year. The prices are good, though, which helps.
Adrienne Wilbur is a deckhand on her dad's boat, the Alexa K. Right now, the price of diesel is anywhere from $4.30 to $4.50 a gallon. And Wilbur says the main way the Alexa K deals with the increase is by tweaking small daily habits.
The first thing Dad said was, okay, we're keeping the stove turned down. Sadly, that's kind of coincided with a really cold summer. So sometimes he just gives up and is like, no, turn it back up. Or I'm starting to layer on like more and more sweatshirts.
That is convenient because a cold boat stove is hard to light. I still have soot on my hands from my latest war, but I think I won.
Ron Rao, skipper of the Colonel Lindy, says he also keeps his stove off when he's in town. But he's also running the Colonel Lindy slower. 1,700 RPMs instead of 1,800, which he says doesn't seem to make a whole lot of difference on the speed, but it does burn less fuel.
So I could fish for $4.50 an hour for the fuel, and cohos are worth about $14.50 each, so things are so far evening out. They may go the other way.
Fish prices this year are some of the highest on record for troll-caught kings and cohos, but that might not always be the case. Down on the fishing vessel casino, Janine Holtzman is baiting gear for an upcoming long-line trip.
We just try to be efficient, not make so many trips out and catch a lot when we're out there and not, you know, sightsee and stuff like that we might have done before.
But one of the major changes on the casino was something that Holtzman says they hadn't realized was going to make the biggest difference.
We had our engine rebuilt a few years ago, and we didn't appreciate what a difference it would make, but it has. And it's kept our fuel costs in a reasonable frame there.
Now the state of Alaska is stepping in to help other boats be able to do the same thing. Jeff Whistler, lending officer for the Division of Investments, says part of Governor Palin's energy plan was a program to help fishermen through an existing commercial fisheries loan program within the department.
And what she's asked was us to do regulations to provide low-interest loans for commercial fishermen under Section B to replace their engines for fuel efficiency, fuel emissions.
The new loan program is awaiting signature by the lieutenant governor, and Whistler says Division of Investments can start accepting loan applications within 30 days of the signing, which he expects to happen this week.
It's open for economically dependent. 25% or more of your income in the last 2 years is from commercial fishing. Residents, state of Alaska, the last 2 years. No past due child support, no IRS past due amount. That's what it's open to.
Whistler says the loan is available for anything that will improve fuel efficiency, whether it's overhauling the engine, replacing the engine, or just cleaning and maintenance. He says they expect a lot of applications up front because the rate right now is 3%, but it will be variable until the loan is locked in, so the sooner people apply, the better chance they'll have of getting the low rate. And annual payments are due after the fishing season. Whistler says trollers who have overhauled their engines report huge cost reductions.
As a troller, their example was we went from 12 gallons an hour to 5 gallons an hour by doing this Tier 2 diesel. That's big, you know, at $4.50 a gallon for a fisherman.
After a season of small cost-saving measures, it's a good time for a bigger incentive program that fishermen can look to, just in case the price of fish doesn't always stay as high as it is right now, but the price of fuel does. Wilbur says it's frustrating feeling like there's nothing you can do.
It's a really hard line to draw between using the right gear and going at the right speed and hitting the right places for fish and conserving fuel. And so I guess, in my experience, my dad usually would rather do the tried and true things that he's done past seasons and just kind of bite the bullet and pay the fuel costs so far.
And as Ron Rao says, fishermen love their diesel engines.
Oh, I have a great engine, and you have faith in these things because they save your life day after day. If they quit now, look where we'd be. Don't quit, don't quit. And they don't.
In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.